Back now with Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. At the cable television industry's annual trade show this week, a lot of anxiety. Viewers now have other ways to watch TV shows, and they can control what and how they watch them. Cable executives are trying to figure out how to hang on to their audience. Bob Moon joins us now from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, almost every day we hear of a new kind of programming or technology coming at us. What is the cable industry up against?
Well, have you bought a video iPod yet?
Not yet, but
well,
I'm looking at
maybe
it.
Maybe you've watched a show on your cell phone. That's one of the other new things. This is just some of the areas. These are just some of the areas that are competing for eyeballs, and of course, they're competing for our dollars as well. The networks are rushing to put their TV shows online. Just yesterday, ABC announced it'll be offering four of its primetime shows on the web for free starting next month. Those of us with broadband internet connections will be able to watch Desperate Housewives, Lost, Alias, and Commander in Chief at the click of a mouse. Now, at that cable convention in Atlanta, industry executives have been putting a positive spin on this. They say this is really a good thing because it grows the pie of overall viewership, to use their term. ABC says it's not trying to cannibalize its own viewers here. The interesting thing is, though, ABC is putting these shows on the web, and it's selling downloadable programs by way of Apple's iTunes service, but it hasn't yet struck deals with the cable operators to offer its shows on demand by cable. CBS and NBC have signed deals with Comcast. That service will be offering replays of shows for 99 cents. Other cable providers are looking to do the same, so that seems to be the direction they're going.
And so how will they hang on to viewers who just say, you know, no, I'm more interested in taking programming with me?
Well, they do have, as I mentioned, they do plan to offer more of these on-demand programming services. They say that they've had promising results with that kind of marketing. They also might borrow an idea from this new free online venture that ABC just announced. Those shows are supposed to be supported by advertising that you can't skip through, and that kind of offer could start showing up on these on-demand services if you don't want to pay for it yourself.
And, Bob, what about programming on the Internet? Is that going to be the focus for some programmers in the future?
Yeah, that does seem to be the growth area for programming at this point. In fact, here's a sign of the times. The Emmy Awards that are being given out later this month will feature a new category. The envelope pleads for original entertainment programming created specifically for non-traditional viewing platforms. Six shows have been nominated that were produced specifically.
Say that three times fast.
Right. They were produced specifically for broadband. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at how taxpayers can get stuck paying the cleanup bills when environmental polluters declare bankruptcy.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, thank you. It's produced by American Public Media.